The Salvation Army's Harbor House in downtown Springfield serves as a rehabilitation program for men, but also hosts anyone in need of a meal from noon to 1 p.m. daily, including holidays. Emily Jernigan is the public relations and event coordinator.
A lot of people come to us for grocery assistance and just social service assistance in general that, you know, have college degrees, have graduated, and, you know, they have these huge student loans from going to school, but now they have a job where they only make $10 an hour, and, you know, they have to pay those loans back, but they have to have the car to get them places, and they have to have the wardrobe to wear so that they can move up in the world.
Many of the individuals who receive aid from Harbor House have heard of the program through others or live in the general area. This mother of one, who chose to remain anonymous, says she is grateful for the help of Harbor House, especially when her food stamps are insufficient.
The end of the month, you know, when your stamps are low, and it helps me a lot. Feed my son.
The Harbor House is able to feed an average of 135 individuals every day. That's in part thanks to area restaurants like Red Lobster, Olive Garden, Mr. Good Sense, Panera, and others, which collectively donate about 2,500 pounds of food per month to the facility. Diana Lewis, the shelter manager for Harbor House, says that without the help from these organizations, the goodwill of the Salvation Army would not be possible.
When it comes to frontline feeding and even our own meals for the men, I would guess that what we get from the restaurants is at least one-third to one-half of what we have to feed. So if we didn't have them, we could not do it.
To volunteer or find out more information on this program or other Salvation Army services, call 417-862-5509. For KSMU News, I'm Simone Cook.